For takeaways from Tuesday's primary elections. Voters on Tuesday headed to the polls in states across the country for some of the most anticipated battles of the 2026 midterm election season. May 19th marks the largest day of primary elections yet, seeing ballots cast across six states: Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. The night continued past trends showing that President Donald Trump retains a dominant influence over the Republican Party, as his chosen candidates sailed to victory in race after race, with one Republican incumbent in a major race being defeated. Democrats, meanwhile, locked in their picks for several key congressional races, as the party works to reclaim the House and possibly the Senate. Here are the biggest takeaways from the night. Massey unseated. Representative Thomas Massey lost his Republican primary to former Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain, concluding one of the most watched primary battles of the 2026 election cycle. President Donald Trump had endorsed Gallrain as part of his effort to get Massey removed from Congress. Trump was openly critical of Massey and urged people in Kentucky's 4th congressional district to elect Gallrain. Gallrain had tallied 54% of the votes compared to 45% for Massey when the Associated Press called the race at 7:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Massey's ousting is seen as underscoring Republican voters' support for Trump. The Kentucky lawmaker, who's been at odds with Trump over several issues, joined Senator Bill Cassidy and several Indiana state senators who were defeated by primary challengers backed by Trump in recent weeks. Gallrain, in his victory speech, vowed to work closely with the president in Congress. "We have a saying on the family farm that it's a contact sport," Gallrain said at an election night event in Covington, Kentucky. "I can tell you that campaigning is one as well, folks." Kentucky, Alabama open Senate primaries. In Kentucky and Alabama, voters went to the polls to cast ballots in open Senate primaries for seats being vacated by their incumbents. Representative Andy Barr will face former Democratic State Representative Charles Booker in the race to replace outgoing Senator Mitch McConnell in the U.S. Senate. The Associated Press called the Republican primary race for Barr at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, an hour after polls closed. Barr won with 60.5% of the vote to 30.8% for the next closest rival, former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. On the Democratic side, Booker, who previously served as Democrats' nominee for the post in 2022, won with 46.8% of the vote. His closest rival, 2020 Democratic nominee Amy McGrath, trails with 35.8% of the vote. The race was called at 9:41 p.m. Eastern Time. The primary marks the first time in 16 years that the state has seen a fully open race for a Kentucky Senate seat. The last such primary took place in 2010, when Senator Rand Paul won his first election to Congress. McConnell, 84, was first elected to his seat in 1984. He had served as the leader of the Republican Senate Conference since January 2007 before agreeing to step down at the start of the current Congress. Meanwhile, Representative Barry Moore, Trump's pick to replace outgoing Senator Tommy Tuberville, will advance to a runoff, as he fell short of the 50% needed to forgo the second election. The Republican Hill face is still being determined as votes are counted. Trump has called Moore a true America First patriot who's been with me from the very beginning. Georgia Republican races go to runoff. Voters in the Peach State sent Republican candidates in Georgia's gubernatorial and Senate elections to a runoff. Trump endorsed Georgia Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones and billionaire businessman Rick Jackson will go to a runoff in Georgia's gubernatorial primary contest. Jones and Jackson received 37% and 34% of the vote, respectively, when the Associated Press called the runoff at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time, as neither managed to garner more than 50% of the vote in what became a costly contest for the GOP field. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger came in third with 14% of the vote. Another competitive Georgia Republican contest is also on its way to a second round. As of 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time on May 19, none of the major candidates in the state's Senate GOP primary, Representative Mike Collins, Representative Earl Buddy Carter and former football coach Derek Dooley, had claimed more than 50% of the vote in the Senate primary. At 9:44 p.m. Eastern Time, the Associated Press declared that Collins will advance to the runoff. It later declared that Dooley will face him in that race. As of 11:52 p.m., Collins had received 40.5% of the vote. Dooley followed with 30.1%, while Carter trailed in third with 25.2%. The runoff was expected ahead of Election Day, as polling generally did not show any candidate with a majority. Bernadette Breslin, the National Press Secretary for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, told the Epoch Times in an exclusive statement that Republicans are united behind defeating Ossoff and retiring his record of failure for Georgia. Trump has not given an endorsement in the Senate race. The runoff elections are set for June 16th. Pennsylvania Democrats make picks in key swing districts. While observers' focus was largely centered on Republican races during this round of voting, Democratic candidates were also locked in for several key swing districts during the May 19th elections. It's unclear whether Democrats can overcome Republicans' steep 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate, and the party is instead focusing its major efforts this cycle on the House, where Democrats are widely expected to reclaim the majority by observers. In Pennsylvania, three Democratic candidates endorsed by Governor Josh Shapiro won their elections, including Janelle Stelson, Bob Harvey, and Bob Brooks. The three candidates will take on Republican opponents in the November general election, in seats that include some of the party's top targets. Stelson will go up against Representative Scott Perry, Harvey against Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, and Brooks against Representative Ryan McKenzie. Shapiro himself is seeking re-election this year, running for the gubernatorial nomination unopposed. Shapiro's approach to politics has been viewed as moderate by voters in the state, propelling him to a sweeping double-digit victory in his 2022 election, giving his endorsement some weight in state politics.